I want to peek at some energy-saving computers, so I head to a Best Buy electronics store.
And we're heading to the computers?
Yeah.
I'm with a store manager. He wants me to use his first name, Tim.
When people come in to the store, what's usually the thing that they're asking about or looking for in their PC?
First thing they look for is memory and hard drive space. That's pretty much it, and price.
So it's like, what can this thing do? How much is it going to cost me?
Exactly.
All right, how often is it the case someone comes in and says, Tim, which one saves the most energy?
I have never heard that question asked of me.
Really? How long have you been doing this?
I've been with Best Buy for 5 years.
And you know, when I ask shoppers about energy consumption and computers, I just get blank stares. Well, Tim has got several computers that have thumb-sized Energy Star labels. Energy Star-rated computers can cut energy use by a third, and they usually cost the same as comparable models. This can save an average user maybe $25 a year in energy costs. Now, there are people who say that's not enough. You can actually save three times that by using a PC correctly. One guy making this case is Pat Tiernan. He directs the Climate Savers Computing Initiative, a computer industry group. Tiernan says no matter how you get a PC, new, used, hand-me-down, whatever,
make sure that power management settings are aggressively set.
Those are in the computer's control panel settings. Tiernan wants people to give the power settings the once-over just to make certain the computer can detect when you're not using it.
It puts it into a lower energy state like sleep mode.
That's if you don't use the computer for 15 minutes, and that happens to be the biggest energy saver. Tiernan's next tip is to simply turn off the machine when you're not using it.
It's funny to me. People don't just leave their cars on when they're done with them, right? They don't leave them running in the garage or out on the street. Yet most people in the U.S. leave their devices on in one form or another.
Now, Tiernan says there's turning off a machine, and then there's really turning off a machine.
Even though you've turned many of the devices off in your household, it doesn't mean that they're not consuming power.
Tiernan says computers always sip a little electricity out of your wall socket. Printers, computer speakers, and monitors can too.
You know, put your devices on a power strip and flip that switch off, and you'll be doing yourself and the environment a benefit.
Now, there are critics of turning off your PC.
I have heard in the past that turning your desktop on and off again is hard for your hard drive, though.
Well, a hard drive is spinning up and spinning down throughout its entire use. If you're not turning your product off for night, depending on the unit and what you have loaded on it, your disk may be spinning up and down anyway. So there's a good argument to be made that shutting it down for the course of 8 hours while you sleep would certainly be better.
So what's the bottom line if you follow Tiernan's turn it off advice for your PC? Well, on average, you could save $75 a year. You can save even more if you use an Energy Star model. But Tiernan says cutting power doesn't just help your bottom line. He says there's more than a billion PCs on the market, and cutting their power use can really take a bite out of climate change. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.